的同工都感觉到说，这个圣功啊，一棒接过一棒啊，这是相当的重要。
So the brothers all felt that it is very important to pass the baton on for the holy work.
啊，让怎样让整个教会圣功啊，不断的兴旺，一直永续的发展。
And exactly how can we try to work to develop and also have the holy work flourish?
啊，让真教会的福音啊，能够普传到普天下。
So that the gospel of the true church can be preached to the ends of the world.
啊，这是我们很重要的一个职责。
And this is a very important duty that we have.
那所以在这个研讨会当中啊，就把真教会的传承当作我们研讨的主题。
And so during this meeting, then the theme was the passing down of the holy work.
啊，定了五个题目。
And there were five topics.
啊，从信仰的传承。
From the passing down of faith.
侍奉的传承。
Passing down of servitude.
啊，以及我们真教会本身的特色。我们的精神怎么样一代的传过一代
and also the essence of our true church and the special characteristics of the church and how to pass that down to the generations
啊，感谢主参加的人呢 啊都非常踊跃而且觉得说这个题目是一个相当有意义而且对我们教会很重要的一个课题
Thank God that the members who had attended this meeting felt that the topics were very meaningful and very helpful
我们知道我们教会在大概60年代啊就设立50年代就设立宗教教育的制度
We know that for our church we have started the religious education at about 1950s or 1960s
啊，这个跟我们现在教会的发展有直接的关系
And it has a direct relationship with the development of our church
很多教会的圣工干部啊都是从这个训练当中啊啊，被栽培出来。
There are many holy workers that have been trained through this religious education process.
啊，当然，我们知道这个宗教教育有它的成果，但是也有改进的空间。
And we know that even though there are good results from religious education, there are always room for improvement.
尤其家庭的宗教教育是我们将来要努力。啊，加强的地方。
Especially the religious education at home is something that we can always improve on.
然后今天早上就跟大家来查考有关家庭的宗教教育。
And so this morning we'd like to study with you about the religious education at home.
我们看诗篇127篇。
Let's look at Psalms 127.
诗篇127篇。
Psalm 127.
啊，这一首歌啊，叫做《所罗门的上行之诗》。
And this is a song from. This was a psalm that was written by Solomon.
啊，这是他们要到圣殿拜神的所唱的诗歌啊，总共十五首。
And there are about 15 of these songs that were the songs that they would sing when they went up to the temple.
所罗门在这边谈到说，我们一个人呐、啊，人生的成功啊，不在乎自己，而是关键在乎神。
Solomon mentions that the success of a person does not depend on him but on God.
他说。如果不是神建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。
And unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it.
如果不是神看守城池啊，看守的人就枉然警醒。
Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
他说我们一直辛苦努力啊，啊，如果不是神的帮助啊，我们一切都是枉然的。
And so no matter how hard we labor, if it is not for the help of the Lord, then it is all in vain.
所以人生的关键啊，在乎神的看顾跟祝福。
So the key to life depends on the watching over of God.
然后他就谈到这个家庭啊，神的祝福。
And then he discusses about the family.
我们看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
127篇第三节。
Psalm 127,
verse 3. 说儿女是神所赐的产业。所怀的胎啊，是他所给的赏赐。儿女是神属的产业。
So children are our heritage from the Lord.
啊，所以我们人生啊，真正的产业啊，不是我们的事业。
So in our life, our true heritage is not our career.
我们的事业成功啊，如果儿女的教育不成功，不算是真正成功的人。
If we are successful in our career, but our children's education is not successful, then we would not have a successful life.
因为我们啊，晚年的时候啊，我们所看到的就是我们的儿女。
Because when we become older in age, then we will see our children.
我们将来要在神的面前交账的，也就是我们的儿女。
And in front of God, we need to pass the baton on to our children.
因为神把这个儿女啊当作产业，让我们去管理。
And because God has treated our children as an inheritance for us to manage.
啊，我们怎样去经营管理神所托付给我们的产业？
And how we manage this inheritance.
我们将来啊，要在神的面前交账。
This heritage, and so in front of God, we will need to be able to pass down the baton.
啊，所以儿女的教育啊，对我们来讲是相当重要的啊，神托付给我们的使命。
And so the education of our children is a very important commission that God has given us.
我们看以赛亚书五十四章。
Let's look at Isaiah 54.
十三节。
Verse 13.
以赛亚书五十四章的十三节。
Isaiah 54, verse 13.
五十四章十三节。
54:13.
说你的儿女都要接受神的教训，你的儿女必大享平安呢。我们做父母亲的都是希望把最好的留给我们的儿女。
As parents, we all want to give the best to our children.
我们有时候给他们受最好的教育。
Sometimes we let them have the best education.
把我们的产业啊，将来要留给他们。
And we leave our possessions to them.
父母亲都是爱儿女的。
And parents, all of their children.
都希望把最宝贵的东西啊，留给自己的儿女。
They want to save what is the most precious and give them to their children.
但是给儿女最宝贵的不是这些物质的东西。
But to give your children the most precious things are not things of material.
而是把神的爱啊啊，传给他们。
It is to pass on the love of God.
让他们能够认识神啊。啊、有神看顾他们的一生
so that they can come to know God and God can watch over their life.
说你的儿女如果接受神的教育，他们就能够大享平安。
And if your children can be taught by the Lord, then they will have great peace.
所以最宝贵的就是把正确的信仰啊啊留给儿女。
So what is the most precious is to give them the correct faith.
让他们能够敬畏神，一生蒙神祝福。
So that the children can fear the Lord and be blessed by God throughout their life.
啊，当然，这个宗教教育啊，包括教会的责任跟家庭的责任。
And of course, the religious education is the responsibility of the church and of the parents.
但是我们知道，家庭的责任比教会的责任更重。
But we know that the responsibility lies heavier on the family.
因为家庭是孩子第一个家庭，啊，第一个啊接受教育的环境。
Because the family is the first environment where children are being educated.
父母亲啊，就是孩子的第一个老师。
And parents are the first teachers of children.
啊，这个孩子啊，所接受的教育，小时候在家庭的教育，会影响到他们的一辈子。
And the education that the children receive at home will affect them for the rest of their life.
虽然教会有宗教教育，
even though the church does offer religious education,
但是一个星期才两个小时。
It is only 2 hours in 1 week.
那我们知道，我们的儿女啊，从小的时候，一天都是在家里面。
But we know that when our children are young, they spend their entire days at home.
尤其在六七岁以前啊，啊，在家里的时间相当长。
Especially before the ages of 6 and 7, they are at home for almost all the
time. 所以当然家庭对孩子的影响啊更大。
So of course the family has the most influence on the children.
所以家长要负责儿女教育的主要责任。
So the parents have to bear the main responsibility to educate their children.
啊，教会是来帮助啊我们家庭宗教教育的不足。
And the church is to make up for whatever might be lacking at home.
所以我们不能够把所有宗教教育的责任啊，都归给教会。
So we cannot give all the responsibility of RE to the church.
因为教会帮你的孩子一个礼拜只能够上两个小时的课。
Because the church can only help your children for 2 hours in 1 week.
但是孩子大部分的时间啊，都在家里。
But the children spend most of the time at home.
所以做父母亲的要负起啊，儿童宗教教育的最主要。
And so the parents have to bear the most amount of responsibility for their children's religious education.
啊，这个圣经啊，对宗教教育啊，有很多的指示。
And the Bible gives many helpful examples and teachings about religious education.
我们来看创世纪十八章。
Let's look at Genesis 18.
创世纪十八章。
Genesis chapter 18.
十九节。
Verse 19.
创世纪十八章啊，十九节。
Genesis 18, verse 19.
十八章十九节。
18:19.
我眷顾他，为要叫他分入他的众子和他的眷属，遵守我的道，秉公行义，使我所应许亚伯拉罕的话都成就了。
Verse 19, for I have known him in order that he may command his children and his household after him, and that they keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord...
本来亚伯拉罕住在巴比伦啊，就是加勒底的乌尔。
Originally, he was living in Ur.
啊，所以神看到他啊，把他选召出来。
And God had found Abraham and chosen him.
说神啊，因为看到他心里诚实，所以神就跟他立约。
Because God had seen that he was an honest man, and so he made a covenant with him.
应许给他三大福气。
He also gave him three great blessings.
第一个就是要让他的祖孙很多。
The first was that he would have many descendants.
让他的祖孙成为大国。
And his descendants will become great nations.
让世界万民要因亚伯拉罕来得到福气。
So that the multitudes of the world will be blessed through the children of Abraham.
所以神给亚伯拉罕大福。
And so God has given Abraham a great blessing.
所以说啊，亚伯拉罕也会成为强大的国啊，啊，地上的万国都要因他得福。
And so Abraham's children will become great nations, and the world's people will be blessed by them.
但是神说眷顾他，应许给他福气。
And but God has said that He had promised him this blessing.
同时，神也吩咐亚伯拉罕呢，说要把神的吩咐。交代他的所有的祖孙。
But God has also said that Abraham needs to tell all of his children and his household about the command.
让他们能够敬畏神啊，遵守神的道。
So that they can fear the Lord and keep His way.
啊，那神所应许的福分啊，就会真正的应验实现在他们祖孙的身上。
Then all of the promised blessings will truly be manifested through the children.
所以以色列人很重视啊。对儿女的信仰的教育。
And so the Israelites emphasize the education that they have for their children.
我们看生命记第六章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第四节。
Verse 4.
生命记六章第四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4.
六章第四节。
6 verse 4.
说以色列啊，你要听，主我们的神啊，是独一的主。第五节。
Verse 5.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。第六节。
Six.
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。第七节。
Seven.
也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下起来，都要谈论。第八节。
Verse eight.
所以要系在手上为记号。戴在额上为经文。第九节。
Verse 9.
又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。神又透过摩西啊，再一次的提醒以色列人。
Through Moses, God was able to remind the Israelites.
说以色列人啊，你们要注意听啊。
And he told them, "Hear, O Israel."
因为以色列人是神的选民。
Because the Israelites were the chosen people of God.
啊，所以神特别再一次的提醒说，神的选民啊，你们要注意听神的话。
And so once again, God had reminded the Israelites that they needed to hear His words.
说主，我们的神是独一的真神，独一的救主。
And He said that the Lord our God is the one and the only.
除他以外啊，不再有神了。
There is no one else who is God.
除他以外，不再有救主了。
There is no other Savior other than Him.
啊，说。你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
And we need to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength.
我们既然是神的儿女、神的选民。
Because we are the children and chosen people of God.
所以我们要认识神呐、啊，尽心尽力呀、啊，爱主我们的神。
So we need to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, and strength.
所以要把神的话也常常放在我们的心上。
And we need to often have the word of God in our heart.
啊，常常去思想啊，照着遵行。
And to often reflect upon them and do accordingly.
啊，然后说你要殷勤教训你的儿女。
We also need to teach them diligently to our children.
不论你是在家里也好。
Whether we are at home.
你坐在路上。
Or you're walking.
啊，说不管是躺下起来啊， 啊，都要跟你的儿女谈论神的道，神的教训。
Lying down or rising up, you have to discuss the words of God with your children.
啊，说要把神的话绑在你的手上，绑在你的额上。
And the words of God should be bounded as a sign on your hand.
写在你的门上，写在城墙上面。
Between your eyes and written on the doorposts of the house.
啊，当然，犹太人呐，他们真的啊，他们手上会绑经文，额上一个小盒子啊，把它摆在头。把经文啊绑在头上。
There are some Jewish people who would bind the words of God onto their hands or onto their head.
啊，当然这个不是叫我们真的说啊，一定要写一个啊，就圣经的节章节啊，摆在手上，绑在头上。
This is not to tell us that we have to literally do this and to bind the words on our bodies.
而是我们要常常啊去思想啊，去遵行神的道理。
But it means that we need to often reflect and to follow the teachings of God.
把神的道啊，丰丰富存在我们的心里面。
And abundantly fill the word of God into our heart.
啊，但是我们不只是听到，而是要确实把神的道理行出来。
But not only should we listen to the word, but we have to do the word.
而能够在我们所行的事上来得到福气。
And then in the things that we are doing, then we will be blessed.
啊，为着要帮助我们的儿女啊，让他们认识神，明白神的道。
And in order for us to help our children to understand the word of God.
所以我们要让我们的儿女有一个生一个好的信仰环境。
We need to give our children a good environment for faith.
让他们常常可以接触到神的话。
So that they can often be in touch with the word of God.
啊，让他们听到的啊，所要做的，他们都知道什么是神的教训，什么是应该做的。
So that whatever they hear and they do, they know what is according to the teachings of God.
所以为着要让儿女啊有一个啊好的信仰，我们要维护一个好的信仰环境。
And in order for our children to have a good faith, we need to provide them the proper environment.
所以在我们的家里面，常常要讨论啊神的道理。
So at home, we should often discuss about the teachings of God.
啊，在教会里面呢、啊，我们也要跟孩子啊啊跟青少年信徒弟兄姊妹当中啊，常常谈论的就是神的话，而不是社会上的一些啊知识啦，或者是一些社会的新闻。
And so at church, we should also be discussing with brothers and sisters and our children about the teachings of God, but not about things of the world.
让大家所接触到的是一个很好的信仰的环境。
So that everyone can be in touch with a good environment for faith.
所罗门王啊。大卫要离世的时候，交代所罗门王。
When David was about to leave this world, then he had given some teachings to King Solomon.
一般人呢、啊，对儿女的教育啊，都是会把他认为最重要的来嘱咐自己的儿女。
People would typically think that their children's education is the most important part.
所罗门要接续大卫做王。
And Solomon was about to become king after David died.
但是当然有一些国家的大事要交代给他处理。
Of course, there are some things that had to do with the kingdom that he had to know.
但是我们看到大卫的交代，第一个就是要他敬畏神。
We can see that the first teaching that David had given him was to fear God.
我们看列王记上第二章。
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 2.
列王记上第二章第一节。
1 Kings chapter 2 verse 1.
第二章第一节。
Chapter 2 verse 1.
说大卫的时期临近了。就嘱咐他的儿子所罗门说、啊、第二节
Verse 2
我现在要走世人必走的路所以你当刚强做大丈夫第三节
3
遵守主你的神所吩咐的照着摩西律法上所写的行主的道遵守他的律例诫命典章法度这样你无论做什么事不管往哪里去，尽都亨通。第四节
，Verse four，
神必成就向我所应许的话说：你的祖孙若谨慎自己的行为，尽心尽意、诚诚实实的行在我的面前，就不断的人坐在以色列的国位。大卫啊，所罗问入所罗门的。
So what David had instructed to Solomon.
说最重要的事情啊，就是要敬畏神，遵守神的道。
The most important thing was to fear the Lord and to follow His commandments.
说如果神的诫命律法 你常常谨守遵行的话，你无论到哪里去呀、啊，都能够亨通顺利。
Because if you always follow His commandments and His judgments, then you will prosper in all that you do.
啊，神也会应许你的祖孙啊，就世世代代做王。
And God will also give a promise to your children that they will be kings for generations.
啊，所以我们如果遵行神的吩咐啊，真的我们世世代代啊都能够蒙神祝，因为神会祝福我们的祖孙啊，直到千代。
And in the same way, if we are always following the commandments of God, then God will also bless our children for generations.
所以以色列人很重视啊，啊把神的道。啊，一代一代的传下去。
And so the Israelites emphasize passing on the faith to their generations.
我们看诗篇的七十八篇。
Let's look at Psalm 78.
诗篇七十八篇。
Psalm 78.
诗篇七十八篇。
Psalm 78.
看第一节到第八节。
Verses 1-7.
诗篇七十八篇的第一节。
Psalm 78, verse 1.
说我的民啊，你们要留心听我的训诲，侧耳听我口中的话。第二节。
Verse 2.
我要开口说比喻，我要说出古时的谜语。第三节。
3.
是我们所听见、所知道的，也是我们的祖宗告诉我们的。第四节。
Verse 4.
我们不将这些事向他们的祖孙隐瞒，要将神的美德和他的能力，并他奇妙的作为述说给后代听。第五节。
Verse 5.
因为他在雅各中立法度，在以色列中设立法，是他吩咐我们祖宗要传给祖孙的。第六节。
6.
使他将要生的后代祖孙可以晓得，那他们也要起来告诉他们的祖孙。第七节。
7.
好叫他们仰望神，不要忘记神的作为，我要属他的命令。第八节。
Verse 8.
说不要像他们的祖宗啊，是顽梗悖逆居心不正之辈，向着神啊心不诚实。这是一个诗人亚萨的诗歌啊。
This was a psalm from Asaph.
他说啊，我们要把我们祖宗啊所教导我们神的美德跟能力啊，来告诉我们的祖孙。
And he says that we need to learn the teachings from our ancestors and pass them on down to our descendants.
啊，也要叫我们的祖孙啊，告诉他们的后代祖孙。
And our descendants need to tell their descendants about.
说不要把神的作为啊向他们隐瞒。
And they should not hide the works of God.
让他们不要忘记神啊，啊不要忘记神的作为。
They also cannot forget the works of God.
让他们能够因为敬畏神、守神的道而世世代代蒙福。
And if they fear God and follow His commandments, then they will be blessed throughout their generations.
啊，这里也提到说他们的祖先啊，曾经因为不遵行神的诫命。
Here also says that there was a time when their ancestors did not obey the commandments of God.
所以让他们失掉了福气。
And so they had lost the blessings.
所以希伯来书里面说啊，
and so
古时候的以色列百姓。
And Hebrews mentioned that the ancient people in Israel.
啊，他们曾经在旷野当中啊，观看神的作为。
They were in the wilderness and they observed the works of God.
神在他们当中啊，行了很多的神迹奇事的能力。
And God had performed many signs and miracles among them.
让他们看到神的作为啊，但是他们却迷迷糊糊的啊，不肯相信神。
They had seen.
不肯相信神啊。
They had seen the works of God, but they would not believe in God.
啊，所以遇到困难啊，就常常试探埋怨神。
And so if they were suffering, then they would complain against God.
啊，所以后来啊，神就感到很厌烦，而且后来发怒。
And then God had grown tired of this, and he had wrath upon them.
啊，最后还启示说，这些人啊，没有办法进到我的安息。
And God had even said that these people shall not enter my rest.
所以他们就在旷野当中啊，扑倒了。
So that there were the people that had perished in the
wilderness. 所以说啊，不要让我们的后代像这些祖先一样。
So we should not let our future generations be like these these people.
因为顽梗悖逆啊，居心不正。
Because they were rebellious and they did not set their heart
right. 向神啊，不诚实啊，存着不信的恶心。
They were not honest towards God.
后来把永生的神就离弃掉了。
So that they had departed from the eternal God.
所以后来就失掉了神所应许的福分。
And then they had lost the blessings from God.
所以我们为着要让我们的祖孙世代蒙福。
So in order for our children to always be able to enjoy blessings.
所以要把我们所听见所知道的一代一代的告诉我们的祖先，我们的后代。
We need to pass down to our descendants, every generation, all about the teachings of God.
我们再看诗篇的七十一篇。
Let's look at Psalm 71.
诗篇七十一篇。
Psalm 71.
我们先看第八节
，verse
8。诗篇七十一篇的第八节
，Psalm 71 verse 8。
说你的赞美，你的荣耀，终日必满了我的口。第九节
，verse 9。
我年老的时候，求你不要丢弃我；我力气衰弱的时候，求你不要离弃我。这个诗人啊，说他一辈子啊，享受到神的恩典看顾。
The writer has mentioned that he has been blessed by God throughout his life.
啊，虽然有时候遇到困难危险呐，但是神做他的盾牌，把他从患难当中啊拯救出来。
Even though sometimes he encounters difficulties, but God has been his shield and would save him out of the obstacles.
所以他满口都是对神的赞美。称颂神的荣耀。
So that his mouth is filled with God's praise and with his glory.
他说我年纪大了，也求神啊不要离弃我。
And he asked God to not cast him off in the time of old age.
我们再看十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
七十一章的十七节。
71 verse 17.
说神啊，我自年幼时你就教训我，直到如今啊，我传扬你奇妙的作为。十八节。
18。
说神啊，我到年老寡白的时候，求你不要离弃我，等我将你的能力指示下代，将你的大能啊指示后世的人。所以他说，我从年幼的时候啊，常常都在颂赞神。
So he says that since he was young, then he was praising God.
因为经历了很多啊，神的大能跟奇妙的作为。
And because he has experienced many great works from God.
说等到年老发白的时候啊，也求神能够让我不要失掉能力。
But even when he becomes old and gray-headed, he hopes that God will not give up his strength on him.
也求神啊，不要离弃我。
And ask that God will not forsake him.
让我能够把神的能力作为啊，好好的来指示后代的人。
So that he may be able to declare the strength of God to the generations.
所以我们经历了神很多的奇妙作为啊，我们就好好的啊来教导我们下一代。
If we have experienced many miracles and works of God, then we need to teach them to our future generations.
有关这个宗教教育的道理啊，圣经里面相当多。
There are many examples in the Bible about the teachings of religious education.
说要从小的时候啊，就要教养孩童。
That from the children's youth andThey need to be educated.
让他们能够从小就走在正道上面呢、他们一辈子啊就不会离开神。
Because if they can always walk on this right path, then they would not depart from God.
因为孩子的动作，他的心地啊都很清洁、很正直。
Because the actions and the behavior of children are very righteous.
因为这是孩童的本性。
Because this is the nature of children.
所以好像一块白纸一样。
They are like a clean slate.
这一张纸啊，我们怎样在这个纸上把它画图案呢？
And like a clean white sheet of paper, and no matter what kind of drawings.
对，可以画的变成一个杂乱的一个一个画，也可以画成非常美妙的图画。
We could make it into a painting that is a complete mess, or a painting that is very beautiful.
说好像一块非常好的田地
or like a very fertile land.
如果我们能够好好的耕耘呢、就能够结出很多的植物来
if we can carefully cultivate this land, then it can grow many plants.
啊，如果说我们不去经营，啊，不去耕作，啊，那就长出很多很多的杂草。
But if we do not carefully cultivate and take care of the land, then there will be many weeds.
所以孩童好像一幅图，我们可以啊把它描绘成非常美的一幅图画。
And so our children is like a white sheet of paper that we can make into a beautiful painting.
也是一块肥沃的良田，我们可以把生命的种子啊栽种在他们的心田里面。
And also a piece of fertile land, and we can plant the word of God into their heart.
啊，让他们好好的成长啊，能够结实百倍。
So they can grow well and be able to bear fruit.
啊，所以这个孩童的教育啊。孩童的成长啊，就看我们怎么样来教育他们。
So the growth of their education depends on how we are teaching them.
我们看箴言十九章。
Let's look at Proverbs 19.
十八节。
Verse
18. 箴言十九章的十八节。
Proverbs 19, verse 18.
十九章十八节。
Proverbs 19, verse 18.
说趁有指望啊，管教你的儿子，你的心啊，不可任他死亡。所以这个孩子啊，你要从小的时候啊，还可以管教的时候，你就要教导他。
When our children are young, we can still discipline them. Then we need to be able to teach them.
有时候你长大了，你小的时候不教导他，等到他长大了，啊，他的个性啦，他的行为都已经定型了，你才发觉说要教导他，有时候太晚了。
If there are some things that you did not teach them when they were younger, once they have become older and their personality has taken form, then you might not be able to teach them certain things anymore. So if we see someone who is planting something,
有些田园的植物啊，小棵的树啊，啊，它慢慢的凋啊，啊，所以它变成非常美的。
There are some plants in the field that they grow very carefully and from when they are very small, but then eventually they can grow to be very large plants.
哎，等到它长大已经定型了，你才要给它雕塑啊，已经很晚了。
And if it has already matured into a very big plant, it is very hard to try to shape it.
所以我们教养孩童啊，要从小的时候啊，啊就要教导起。
So we need to teach our children starting from when they are young.
啊，给他们一个信仰的环境啊。
And to give them a good environment for their faith.
让神的恩在他们身上，让他们在神的面前来成长。
So that the grace of God can be upon them and they can grow in God.
圣经里面有很多好的例子。
There are many good examples in the Bible.
比如说这个约瑟啊，他十七岁就被卖到埃及去。
For example, Joseph was sold to become a slave in Egypt when he was 17 years old.
但是我们看到他在小的时候，他那个信仰教育已经定型了。
But we know that he already had a firm faith starting from when he was young.
他敬畏神啊，远离恶事。
He feared God and he did not do evil things.
所以他哥哥们呢，行坏事啊，他就不跟他们在一起。
And even though his older brothers might have done bad things, but he was.
虽然因为这样被哥哥嫉妒，把他出卖掉。
And even though he was betrayed by his brothers and he was sold.
虽然在外国的地方受苦啊。
Even though he was suffering in a foreign nation.
但是他因为晓得敬畏神啊，不敢行恶。
Because he knew to fear God, he would not do anything that was wicked.
所以神就跟他同在啊，让他能够环顺顺利。
And so God abided with him so that eventually he did overcome his sufferings.
所以创世纪里面论到这个约瑟啊。
And when Genesis talked about Joseph.
说他是一个多结果子的树枝。
It mentioned him as a branch that was able to bear many fruit.
他的树枝还可以探到墙外去。
And his branches could even reach over the wall.
啊，说有弓箭手啊，跟他射箭，想要杀害他。
So that if there were people who were trying to harm him.
啊，但是他却越来越强壮。
He could become even stronger.
因为他敬畏神呐。
Because he feared God.
所以在受苦当中，在外邦的环境当中，神祝福他，让他在那边兴盛。
So that even though he suffered, he was among Gentiles, but God allowed him to overcome.
所以是一个多结果子的树枝。
So that he was a branch that bore many fruits.
我觉得这个摩西的父母亲呢、啊，也是真的是伟大的父母亲。
And I think that the parents of Moses are also very great parents.
摩西的父母啊，都是利未人。
The parents of Moses were both Levites.
啊，但是他们培养三个儿女啊，啊，都是得神重用的。
And the children that they have race were heavily used by God.
米利暗是一个女先知。
Miriam was a female prophet.
亚伦啊，他是大祭司。
Aaron had become a high priest.
摩西啊，是以色列人的领导者。
And Moses was a leader among the Israelites.
啊，所以从小啊，栽培这三个孩子，让他们在神的恩典当中成长。
So ever since they were young, they were educated by their parents, and they were.
后来都能够得到神的重用。
And eventually, they were used by God.
所以这也是值得我们学习的。
And this is something that we can learn from.
但以理跟他的三个朋友啊。
Daniel and his three friends.
他们大概十五六岁的时候就被掳到这个巴比伦的地方。
Were taken captive to Babylon when they were teenagers.
啊，但是我们看到说、啊，他们从小的信仰啊就相当好。
But we could see that since they were young, they had a very strong faith.
因为尼布甲尼撒王啊，想要啊重用这些犹太人的贵族。
Because King Nebuchadnezzar wanted to use these Israelites.
给他们受巴比伦的教育。
And he allowed them to have the education of the Babylonians.
啊，希望说经过三年以后啊，他们能够在王的面前来服侍王。
He wanted them to be able to serve the king after 3 years.
啊，当然这是一个很好的机会。
And of course, this is a very good opportunity.
但是对这些年轻人来讲，也是很大的试探。
But this is also a great temptation for the young people.
王把他每天的饮食啊，照着供应他们一份。
Every day, the king had given them a great feast.
啊，当然，王的食物啊，一定是非常美味的。
And of course, the food that was given to the king was very.
啊，也把王所饮的酒啊，也是供给他们的。
Was very delicious, and he also gave them his wine.
啊，但是这些少年人呢、啊，说他们不要让这个王的食物来玷污他们的身体。
But these young men had said that they did not want the food from the king to destroy their bodies.
虽然十五六岁的年轻人。
So even though they were at ages 15 or
16, 但是他们的信仰啊，已经啊定型了。
But they already had a firm faith.
因为他们知道说我们是犹太人。
Because they knew that they were Jews.
因为我们是神的选民。
Because they are the chosen people of God.
神的选民跟外邦人呢、啊、是有所分别的。
The chosen people of God are different from Gentiles.
尤其在信仰跟生活当中啊有所分别。
Especially in their faith and their lifestyle.
所以他们很敬畏神。
And so they feared God.
啊，敬畏神是表现在生活当中。
And this was shown in the way that they lived.
啊，所以尤其这个饮食啊，犹太人有洁净跟不洁净的。
So that especially in their eating habits, there was the clean and unclean.
有些食物是可以吃的，有些食物是不可以吃的。
Some food could be eaten, but some could not.
啊，外邦人当然就没有这样的禁忌啊。
The Gentiles would not have these distinctions.
所以虽然王给他们的饮食非常的美好。
So even though the king had given them a very good feast,
王也把他所饮的酒啊，每天赐给他们。
And he also gave him his wine.
但这些年轻人说啊，立志不借着这些食物啊，来玷污他们的身体。
But these young men were very firm in their decision to not have this food defile them.
啊，所以跟那个管理他们的太监长说啊，我们宁可吃青菜，喝白水。
And so Daniel and his friends had told the officers that they would rather have water and
vegetables. 他们不要王给他们的山珍海味。
They did not want the meats or the food that the king was
giving them. 他们不要王给他们的美食跟美酒。
They did not want the wine that the king was giving them.
为着就是要保守神的道。
Because they wanted to keep the word of God.
啊，结果神却祝福他们呢，让他们比别人更加聪明，更加的健壮。
And then God had blessed them that they were even stronger and wiser than the other people.
虽然在外邦的地方啊，神还是高举他们呢。
Even though they were among Gentiles, but God was able to make them great.
所以让但以理跟那个朋友啊，他们大概七十几年呢、啊，可以在王宫里面来服侍王。
So that for 70 some years, Daniel and his friends were able to.
而且经过了好几个朝代啊。
And they had also served many different kingdoms.
所以一直到。但以理九十几岁啊，他都还能够得到波斯王的重用。
So that even when Daniel was 90 some years old, he was able to be used by the Persian king.
我们看到说，这是因为年轻的时候啊，他们所接受的那一种信仰教育啊，让他们一辈子啊都不会改变。
We could see that it was because of the religious education they had received when they were younger that throughout their life they had kept the commandments.
所以箴言里面说要教养孩童啊。 让他们走在正确的道路上面。
And so Proverbs has mentioned that you need to teach your children to walk to the right path.
让他们一辈子啊不会分离。
So that throughout their whole life they will not depart the path.
我们常常谈到说，这个提摩太是一个非常好的一个传道人。
We have also mentioned that Timothy was a very good preacher.
所以保罗晚年的时候，把教会的圣工啊就交来给他。
So that when Paul became older in age, then he had passed on the holy work to Timothy.
把他成为属徒工作的接班人。
So that he could pass the baton on to Timothy.
保罗说啊，这个提摩太内心里面有那个无为的信心。
And Paul has said that Timothy had a very firm faith in his heart.
他说这个信心啊，本来是在他的外婆罗伊啊。心里面的
and this faith had came from his grandmother Lois.
他也是在他的母亲啊有尼基里面
and also in the heart of his mother Eunice.
他说也是在存在这个提摩太的心里
and so it is still existent in the heart of Timothy.
所以他可以从祖母那一代，然后母亲，然后传到这个提摩太啊。
So this faith was passed on from his grandmother to his mother and then to Timothy.
一代的传过一代。
And it was from one generation to the next.
让他有非常真实啊，无伪的信心。
So that he had a very faithful heart.
他也能够成为众教会的榜样。
And he could be an example of the churches.
他说在路苏德、以哥念到处啊，都能够得到好名声啊。
So that wherever he had been preaching, that he could have a very good reputation.
因为他从小就非常好的信仰基础。
Because since he was young, he had a good foundation in his faith.
从小就明白圣经啊。
And since he was young, he understood the scriptures.
所以后来能够得神重用啊，成为相当好的一个工人。
So that later on, he could be used by God and become a very good worker.
他说有的人说啊，这个孩童啊，在七岁以前呢、啊，在父母亲的教育之下。
And so people have said that when children are 6 or 7 years old, up until then, they are still under the education from their parents.
它会影响到他们的一辈子。
And this education could affect the rest of their life.
所以我们要好好重视我们儿女呀、啊，啊，年轻时候啊的信仰教育。
So we need to emphasize on the religious education for our children.
我们要教养儿女啊，我们自己本身啊要有正确的一些信仰观念。
If we are teaching our children, we ourselves need to have the correct faith.
所以对道理还有一些对价值观呢、啊，我们自己本身要清楚。
So we need to have a clear value system and a clear faith.
主耶稣说啊，一个人如果赚了全世界呀、啊，啊，撇掉生命，还有什么啊能够唤起这个生命的？
And Lord Jesus has said that what good is it if a man has won the whole world but has lost his faith?
保罗信主了以后啊，他说我从前认为啊，以我有益的事情。
Paul, after he had come to believe in the Lord, said that whatever in the past that he felt
就是过去的身份、地位、背景、财富。
Whatever in the past that was worthy to him, such as his career, his wealth.
他说我现在认识了耶稣基督以后啊。我把那些啊都当作有损的。
And he said that now that he has believed in Jesus Christ, he believes that all of those things are.
所以我可以放弃这些东西啊，为着要得到耶稣基督，因为他才是至宝。
They are now harmful to him, and he wants to get rid of all of those things so that he can keep Jesus because he.
我们一个人的家族观念呢、啊，会影响到我们的啊家人，影响到我们的儿女。
A person's values can affect our family and our children.
如果我们能够把神啊摆在第一位
，If we put God as our first, as the first in our priority,
凡事敬畏神呐、啊，啊守神的道
，And in all things we are obeying God and His
teachings. 我们这样的观念会影响到我们的儿女。
Then these values will affect our children.
啊，当然不是说、啊、我们为着敬畏神，我们在生活当中的需要我们都不重视。
This is not to say that just because we are emphasizing on God that we forget about our daily needs.
而是那个价值观的大小啊，生活的秩序呀、啊。
But to have the right priorities in our life.
因为我们人有三方面的生活都很重要的。
Because in our life we do have needs every day.
我们要有敬畏神的信仰生活。
But we need to have the lifestyle where we fear God.
我们要有家庭的生活。
And our life with our family.
我们也要有我们的事业生活。
And also life in our career.
啊，但是这三样的生活都很重要。
And these three are all very important.
但是有一个先后的顺序。
But there should be a priority.
啊，当然三个都不能够忽略掉。
We should not.
但是我们要看它的先后顺序。
We should not overlook on any of them.
因为你这个先后顺序如果乱掉了，你的生活就会乱掉了。
Because if we have the wrong priorities, then our life would be confusing.
所以圣经里面说到这个以撒，他是信仰的第二代。
And so Isaac was the second generation in faith.
当然，他的成功啊，是因为神祝福他的父亲亚伯拉罕。
Of course, his successes in life were because God had blessed his father Abraham.
啊，然后亚伯拉罕把这个信仰啊，把神应许的福气啊，传给第二代。
And then God had passed on, had allowed Abraham to pass on this faith to his next generation.
但以撒自己本身呢、啊，也知道这个生活当中的顺序。
But Isaac himself knew about the different orders in life.
所以他每到一个地方啊，第一件事情啊，就是先筑坛献祭拜神。
And so everywhere he went, he would make an altar first to God.
然后就是搭帐篷。
And then he would build a tent.
第三个就是挖井。
And then he would dig a well.
啊，这代表我们一个人的三方面的生活。
And this represents the three aspects of our life.
第一个就是要亲近神、敬畏神的生活。
The first is to draw near to God and to fear him.
因为神是我们一切福气的源头。
Because God is the origin for all of our blessings.
啊，那我们人的尊贵、卑贱、贫穷、富足啊，都在他的手里面。
And whatever social status or wealth we might have, it is all in the hands of God.
所以一个人呢、啊，第一个一定要晓得敬畏神。
And so a person needs to first know that he should
fear God. 要晓得依靠神。
And to rely on God.
然后第二个就是要有家庭的生活。
And the second is to have a family life.
能够把神的道啊，能够实行在我们的家庭当中。
To be able to do the teachings. According to God in our family life.
教导我们的儿女认识神。
To teach our children to
rely on God. 教导他们能够信靠神。
And teach them to rely on God.
教导我们的儿女啊，让他们有生活上面的技能。
And teach our children about the skills in life.
啊，这是我们应当做的。
And these are what we should do.
啊，再来第三个就是我们的事业生活。
And the third is our career.
啊，所以如果我们能够啊，把这个价值观呢、啊。啊，这个正确的观念能够自己坚定，而且能够影响到我们的下一代。
So if we can have this right mindset in setting our priorities, then we can pass it on to the next generation.
啊，能够本身啊有好的榜样啊，啊来影响到我们的儿女。
And we can also set an example to affect our children.
啊，能够用爱心啊，啊来教导他们，来带领他们。
And then we can teach and guide them.
他说：“我们对儿女的教育啊，不要情绪化。
So we shouldn't be too emotional in teaching our children.
有时候、啊、我们情绪好的时候啊，哇，什么孩子做错了，我们都无所谓。
That if we are in a good mood, then whatever our children have done.
但是有时候我们心情不好的时候啊，啊，有时候对孩子啊，啊，有时候就啊，啊，对他们呢、啊，有时候就发脾气。
That When we are in a good mood, then we would give them whatever they want. But when we are in a bad mood, then we would be very angry.
我们的情绪来影响到儿女，这不是好的教育方式。
It isn't a good thing for our emotions to come in the way of teaching our
children. 所以我们要凭着爱心呐、啊，爱用神的道啊来教导他们。
So we need to teach them according to our love and the words of God.
一方面管教，一方面呢、啊、用爱心的安慰扶持。
To discipline them, but also to support them with love.
所以我们有时候在处理事情啊，常常讲说公义跟慈爱要兼顾。
And so a lot of times when we are dealing with things, we need to have both righteousness and love.
犹太人在教导、哦、孩子啊，他们有一句话。
When Jewish people are educating their children, they have a saying.
他说一手打，一手把他抱起来。
That they will hit with one hand, but hug with the other hand.
而你不对的地方啊，父母亲要尽到管教的责任。
If the children have made mistakes, then the parents need to have the right responsibility to take care.
啊，但是一方面呢、啊，你管教让他知道他不对，他另外一只手啊，要去安慰，要去扶持，带领他。
But even though you are disciplining them for their mistakes, but with your other hand, you still have to hold and support them.
所以有时候小孩子啊，白天犯错了。
So that if the children have made mistakes in the day,
父母亲管教他。
And the parents have disciplined them.
啊，但是不要说让那个孩子啊，一直很感到很委屈啊，啊，一直到睡觉你都没有安慰他。
But do not let the children feel so so burdened that even when they go to sleep, they still feel like they are punished.
说不要让他把那个不好的感觉啊带入那个睡梦当中啊。
So they shouldn't bring those bad feelings into their sleep.
所以一所要管教，但是一所也要安慰扶持他们。
So we have to discipline them with one hand, but also comfort and support them with the other.
啊，所以公义跟慈爱啊要兼顾。
And so the righteousness and mercy need to come hand in hand.
要让他们知道是非，但是我们也要用爱心来带领他们。
So that they know what is right or wrong, but we also need to take care of
them. 我们要为儿女啊常常祷告。
And we need to often pray for our children.
所以有时候我们用尽我们的方法。
And sometimes we might have used every method that we know.
但是我们知道我们人的力量是有限的。
But we know that the human strength is limited.
但是有时候透过神啊。啊、神会亲自管教他们，带领他们。
But there are times that through God Himself, He would teach and.
所以有父母亲呐、啊，常常的祷告啊，神自然就会保守我们的儿女。
And if there are parents that are often praying for their children, then God would also guide them.
所以圣经里面说啊，一个敬畏神的人。
And the Bible has said that someone who.
他自己本身大有倚靠。
He himself has a great reliance.
啊，他的儿女也有避难所。
And the children also have a refuge.
有时候我们爱我们的儿女。
Sometimes we love our children.
但实际上我们没有办法二十小时啊啊都照顾他们。
But we cannot take care of them 24/7.
有时候孩子在外面啊，他要发生什么事情，我们也不知道。
Sometimes if our children are outside and we don't know what
might happen. 虽然你爱他们，但是却照顾不到。
Even though you love them, but you cannot take care of them.
但是透过我们的祷告啊，神却无微不至的可以不断的眷顾保守他们呢、啊。
But through our prayers, at all times, God can take care of them.
所以我们要不断地为儿女祷告。
So we need to constantly pray for our children.
啊，借着神啊，来眷顾他们呢、啊，神做他们的避难所。
And God can then watch over them, be their refuge.
啊，就是我们这儿做父母亲的啊，我们真的要把这个儿女的教育啊，放在我们生活当中啊非常重要的部分。
So we need to place a great emphasis on the education of our children.
殷勤地教训我们的儿女。
And be able to diligently teach them.
让神的恩在他们身上。
So that the grace of God can be.
让他们一生一世啊都能够得到神的祝福跟看顾。
And throughout their life they can be blessed and watch over by God.
我们来唱诗213首。
Let's sing hymn 213.
200